morning and welcome everybody to Kimball Area High School. It's boys basketball on a snowy Thursday night as the Pierce Pioneers ready to take on the Kimball Cubs. Parents night here in Kimball. Rick Grammond with you on You Are Their Sports. Both teams out warming up. We're 7 or 8 minutes away from tipping this one off tonight. This is a good Kimball team under the direction of Jay Klein. 18-4 record. They've won five in a row. Matter of fact, three of their four losses came in December. So they've lost just one time since December 21st. A loss here to Eden Valley Watkins on the 30th. So they are playing some of their best basketball at the right time of the season. They are 8-2 within the Central Minnesota Conference. They defeated Pierce at the MAC back in January by a dozen, 64-52. The conference's top scorer, Hayden Gagneau, tonight, closing in on a milestone. He is five shy of 1,000. So in all likelihood, Hayden will hit that mark early in the first half. He's averaging about 17.5 points per game. For the Pioneers, they are coached by Joe Call, 4-18 overall, 1-10 in the CMC. They've lost three straight, including an overtime game at Hollenbeck against Howard Lake, most recently losing in Belgrade, Brutnell Rosa, last Friday night, 66-54. Malacca's at home tomorrow for Parents Night for the boys. Then they have a home game next Tuesday with Eden Valley Watkins, and they'll close it out at Maple Lake a week from tomorrow. So, including tonight, four games remaining on the schedule. When we come back, a visit with the coaches, starting with Coach Joe Call after this on You Are Their Sports.
Here's Freedom Fest is back in 2018 for their sixth annual music festival, headlined by Montgomery Gentry. Also featuring the Fabulous Armadillos, Confederate Railroad, and platinum-selling group Lone Star. Freedom Fest is Saturday, July 14th at the Janola Ball Fields. General admission tickets are on sale now for just $40. And a limited number of VIP tickets are available for just $125. For more ticket and concert information, head to PierceFreedomFest.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Joining me on tonight's pregame, he's the coach of the Pioneers, Joe Call. Joe, Pierce here in Kimball tonight. You played them competitively up at your place mid-January, 12-point loss up there. But this is a good 18-win team that you'll certainly be tested against.
Yeah, no doubt. They have some very good athletes on their team. Some returners from last year. So they got a lot of experience. We're on their home court, and it's always tough to try to come here and win. But we're going to get everything we got and, try to prepare ourselves for the playoff seasons.
One guy you'll have to be aware of wherever he is on the court, Hayden Gagneau, closing in 1,000 points, conference's top scorer this year.
Yeah, no doubt. And you look at the last time we played them, I was looking at the book, and he had five field goals, and the rest were all free throws, and he was over, he was around that 20-point mark. And that just shows that he's an aggressive ball player. He's able to hit shots. But, we got to do a better job, and learn from that, do a better job of being more aggressive, getting to the hoop and drawing contact instead of just settling for outside shots and not being, not being aggressive. So we're going to have to do a better job of that and make sure we keep the ball out of his hands as much as possible and play physical defense.
Where are the Pioneers going to have to find their points tonight against Kimball?
I think we got to look to try to score in transition. They're going to come out in a 2-2-1 press, maybe a 2-1-2 or whatever, however they want to mix it up. But we have to be able to attack and score in transition. We've talked about our offense as coaches, and it's like we're skipping a beat, and that fluency coming down the floor in the half-court offense where we need more of a rhythm, whether it's passing or cutting or screening, whatever it might be. That's kind of what we worked on practice this last week is getting the ball, moving it, and moving away from the ball, off the ball. And that's how you get open, and that's how you get your teammates open as well. So we got to do a better job of moving the basketball, and then, like I said, in transition, look to attack the hoop.
You've had a little layoff now. You mentioned the things you've been working on here, and everybody should be pretty fresh.
Yeah, no doubt. I think so. You know, one thing I look at, you know, Peter Schulmer, I've seen him miss a lot of shots short, and I think that might be something to do with him basically playing every minute of every game. So we're going to look to try to get him, you know, a few rests here and there, just try to help get his legs underneath him a little bit. But everybody else, yeah, we're pretty healthy right now.
Coach, good luck tonight.
Thanks, Rick.
Coach Call with the Pioneers with us on the pregame on You Are There Sports.
Hello, Pierce fans. This is Sam Winchard. We'd like to take this time to thank all our supporters, which allows this event to be broadcasted. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Pierce High School be the best. As the winter sports seasons are coming to a close, we wish the teams good luck the rest of the way in the playoffs as they continue their quest for a state title. Also, good luck to the BPA members at state, the FFA teams at state, and the band and choirs at their sectionals. Congratulations to the robotic and dance teams on their seasons. Get involved in Pierce athletics, music, and activities.
Joining me on tonight's pregame, Jay Klein, coach of the Kimball Cubs. And boy, what a very nice year your team has put together, an 18-win season with some winnable games still to come. You're looking at a 20-plus win season here, Coach.
That would be nice if we finished strong. Thanks for putting the pressure on me, Rick. But, yeah, we have been playing well. I got a great group of kids to work with. That makes it really easy.
Hayden Gagne tonight leading the conference and scoring, big milestone night possible for him. He's very close to 1,000.
Yeah, great kid. Has really worked hard. Been starter since he's been a sophomore. But he still has to get the points tonight, and I think that's added motivation for Pierce defenders. If they see that he only needs 5 to get to 1,000, they're going to do whatever they can to lock him down.
Played some close games, though, and that's always good experience as we tune up for playoffs now to play in pressure-packed situations.
I think a team learns a lot more from playing in those close games than they do in a blowout win. I think it sees what we have for character on our team, how we make adjustments late in the game. Not only myself making adjustments, but the players on the court, probably more importantly, how they react, how they respond. So we've been very fortunate to win some close games this year. So hopefully we can keep that going.
6AA, what a minefield that is.
Toughest section in the state. I don't think anybody would argue with you. We got seven of our top seven teams in our section are in the top 27 QRF in the state. Nobody comes close to that. I think the closest is 4. So, yeah, it's and Perennial Powers on top, Annandale and Cathedral, 2 state tournament entrants last year, and then Melrose was a 1-loss team last year, and this year they have 2. So, yeah, it's going to be tough come playoff time. As far as I'm concerned, we get home field playoff game. If we can, you know, maybe put together a win first round against a tough opponent, whoever that might be, and just get a chance or an opportunity to face one of those big powers, that'll be a successful season for us.
Finally, Coach, your thoughts on your opponent tonight, Pierce.
Pierce is playing really well. I think they finally figured out their lineup on who's playing what minutes and where, and I think Joe Call is doing a fantastic job. He's got some great young talent, and they're going to be a challenge. They're going to be gunning for us, so we expect them to come out and play really well.
Coach, good luck tonight.
Thank you, Rick. Right.
Coach Klein with the Cubs on You Are There Sports.
We've all been there and know the feeling. You've dropped your phone, the screen is face down, and you just hope that when you pick it up and flip it over, the screen isn't shattered. If you are one of the unlucky ones with a cracked screen, let me fix it. Hi, this is Nate, one of the Fix-It techs at Design Electronics Radio Shack. I, along with my coworker Rob, can fix your iPhone, iPad, Samsung, or Motorola screens. Plus, we also repair earpieces, charging ports, microphones, and more. For life's phone accidents, let us fix them at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of...
The Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce serves up delicious food for every appetite. During Lent, be sure to enjoy their awesome Friday fish fries, hand-breaded Alaskan pollock, deep-fried shrimp, halouski, mashed potatoes, cream peas, mac and cheese, baked beans, coleslaw, and bread, all you can eat for only $11. Tuesdays are for tacos, $1 for hard or soft shell, $2 for deep-fried tacos. On Wednesday, enjoy a one-topping pizza for only $5, and Thursdays, it's time to try their wing special or all-you-can-eat spaghetti and garlic bread. The Brickyard also features an extensive full menu with mouth-watering burgers, appetizers, wraps, and so much more. When you're hungry, the place to go is the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers.
All right, welcome back to Kimball, where Weston Hine scores on a power move inside. And Kimball is up 2-0. Here's Peter Schomer with a fingertip roll for two. Teams trade field goals to start it in the first 30 seconds. Kimball all blue, yellow, letters and numerals. Ball loose on the right baseline. Skips out to Noah Urich. Now to Hoffman, Michael Hoffman, to Hayden Gagneau. Gives the ball up, down low. Urich penetrates, short off the rim. Rebound batted around, still loose to midcourt. Gagneau kicks it all the way down to the other baseline, and it's out of bounds. Piers will get it in the corner at the end of the Kimball bench. 2-2. Peter Schomer, Jonah Prokot, Preston Rushlow, Johnny Hopkins, and Michael Leidenfrost starting tonight for Coach Joe Call. Schomer to inbounds to Hopkins, who hands it back to Peter. Out to Prokot. Jonah penetrates, leans in, count the basket, and a foul. Prokot off the glass. And the foul called on Drew Gustafson, the 6'2 junior guard. His first team's first. One shot for freshman Prokot. Just over a minute gone by. Prokot drains it. And it's a 5-2 start for the Pioneers. Hayden Gagneau, top of the scoring charts in the Central Minnesota Conference at 17.4 a game. To the wing right side, stopping is Gustafson. Now to the corner, checked by Hopkins. Out to Hoffman, the left-handed three, rims out, and Schomer elevates for the board. Here's Schomer pushing it ahead for Michael Leidenfrost, the freshman. To Schomer, back to Rushlow, in front of the bench of the Kimball side. Prokot posting up, feeds it back out to Rushlow. Schomer explores the left side of the lane, cut off there by Gagneau on his defense, and it's tipped out of bounds into the youth that are waiting to play at halftime. 16-12 to go, a 5-2 start for the Pioneers. Schomer, left corner. Top of the key for the senior. Two seniors in the lineup here, two freshmen and a sophomore. Rushlow and Hopkins, the seniors. Leidenfrost and Prokot, the freshman, with Schomer, the sophomore. Preston threads it through left side, back to Schomer. Patient trip offensively, good half-court defensive set as well, as Weston Hine knocked it loose. Tried to save it inbounds, but couldn't. The 6'8 senior swatted the ball away, but just couldn't save it. 15:45 to go. Into Prokot. Jonah back to Peter Schomer. Peter dribbles to the point. Still going free throw line right side. Floats it up and in. Fingertip from eight. Schomer with a good start. Four for the sophomore guard, averaging 15 a game. Drew Gustafson ball handles front court, looking for a high screen from Hine. Attacks the rim and scores. Good aggressive move to the hole by Drew Gustafson, and he's got two. 7-4. Rushlow's first shot is a three, a little short. Hoffman cleans up the miss. Michael Hoffman, a 6'1 senior. It's parents' night here in Kimball. Here's Gagneau leaning in. He missed it. Rebound controlled by Rushlow. Gives it off to his point guard, sophomore Peter Schomer. Piers by three with the ball. 14:50 to play in Kimball. First half action. Michael Leidenfrost about 3 feet behind the left side of the three-point line. Now Hopkins rotates out high. Rushlow back to Schomer at the point. Peter with his dribble alive. 14.5 to go. Gets a Rushlow screen. Now right side for Hopkins. Kind of stagnant right now. Not a lot of movement for the Pioneers. Hopkins top against Hoffman. Johnny waiting for somebody to cut through. Finally, Leidenfrost comes over to the right side of the court. Bounce pass to Rushlow. Now it's out front to Schomer. Back to Rushlow. Lengthy possession here for Pierce. 14 minutes to go in the half. Schomer curls to the baseline. Pulls up from there and hit it. Peter Schomer, 12-foot mid-range jumper. 6 for Schomer. And it's 9-4. Here's Drew Gustafson. Dribbled it off his knee, just able to save it before going out of bounds. Gets it off now to junior Noah Yurick. Out to Hoffman, back to Yurick on the right side. Down low to Hine. The 6'8 senior just flings it up, way off target to Leidenfrost on the left side. In transition, Rushlow stops, cut off well by Hine. 13-20 to play. Pierce 9, Kimball. Here's Rushlow inside with a curl move off the window for 2. 11-4, Pioneers. Gustafson off now. Hoffman in front of the Pioneer bench. They give Hine plenty of space out on the perimeter. They dump it down low to Yurick, backing down on Schomer. Kicks it back out. And that's Gustafson from about 24. He missed it. Rebound controlled by the 6'8 Hine. Out top again. The second chance here for Kimball. Yurick takes it inside with the left hand. That's off. Yurick again for 2. Good work by Noah Yurick on the offensive end. He's got his first bucket. It's 11-6, Pierce. 12 and a half minutes to go in the first half. Hopkins takes it out high. Left side, Rushlow. One dribble for Preston. Now off for Schomer. Schomer gets a Hopkins screen to get him to the left side of the free throw line. Hands it off as the Cubs switch. Rushlow flexes it off now to Leidenfrost to the right elbow. Coming up on the 12-minute mark. Gustafson closes in on him by a step. Schomer comes out to take over the offense out front. Guarded by Hayden Gagneau. Peter stops. Back to Rushlow. Preston had it poked away. Hands off to Schomer. 11:45 to play. Now Rushlow. Right side, Leidenfrost. Gustafson defending in the man. Hopkins flashes through the lane. Doesn't get the ball. Back out to Schomer. Right corner, Jonah Prokot. He'll elevate from there. Miss. Rebound, Noah Yurick. Pierce 11. Kimball 6. 11:25 to go in the half. Dribble got a little high from Gustafson. Here's Gagneau for a 3. It's off. Hine, offensive rebound for 2. Weston Hine has 4. Little baby hook. Almost unblockable with his 6'8 and those long arms. Schomer 3, short. Rebound, Prokot cradles. Up, blocked by Hine. Saved in by Hine to Gagneau. He's running the floor. 2-on-2. Gagneau in traffic, fouled. He'll shoot a pair. Hayden Gagneau off the Weston Hine block shot. And the first Pioneer foul of the night is on Rushlow. First on Preston, first Pierce foul, and Coach Call will use his first timeout. It comes at the 10:55 mark. Good start, Pioneers 11, Cubs 8 on You Were There Sports.
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlovsky here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. Since February is Valentine's Month, Sunrise Ag has decided to show some love with 3 great deals. We have 3% off all ag bags, 10% off gates and fencing, and great discounts on all Vernic attachments, but all items must be purchased in February. Also, don't forget the St. Cloud Farm Show is February 27th through March 1st, so stop and see us at booth 714. For more information, check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com. Thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers!
All right, short timeout used by Coach Call. Hayden Gagneau at the line, shooting 2, fouled in the act of shooting. Pierce 11, Kimball 8, 10:55 to go. Gagneau had 20 when these two teams played in January. He's got 1 now. 996 career points. Gagneau's a 73% free throw shooter, and he calmly sinks them both. 1-point lead for the Pioneers at 11-10 with Peter Schomer Crossover into the lane. Fires it down for Prokot. Rolls out to Leidenfrost, who hustles to save it. And a long pass to Prokot from way near midcourt by Rushlow. Somehow Preston got that through, and Prokot fouled. And the foul is on the Cubs. Number 12, Thomas Pearson, who's in the game. Prokot short on the free throw. Also in the lineup, Hunter Ulrich out of the timeout as Hoffman and Urich stayed on the bench after the timeout. One more for Prokot. On its way and good. So Jonah's got four, Schomer's got six, and Rushlow with two. 2-point lead for the Pioneers. Hunter Ulrich extended out on the right perimeter. Crossover down to the corner, trying to seal off to Weston Hine. Hine returns now to Hunter Ulrich, to Gustafson in the jump ball circle. Guarded by Johnny Hopkins. Leidenfrost with a steal on a pass to the wing, and then stripped from behind by Gagneau. Good hustle by both players. Michael with the steal. Gagneau not giving up the breakaway. And it'll be a pass in for the Pioneers. Schomer. He finds Leidenfrost coming to the ball. Open look. Prokot out front for two. Prokot from the top of the key. 14-10. And Jonah's got a half a dozen, matching Schomer's total. Gagneau to the rim. No. Rebound. Leidenfrost. Looks ahead. Tipped out by Gustafson into the crowd. 9:53 to play. Pierce 14, Kimball 10. And we'll get Michael Hoffman returning for Weston Hine in the Kimball lineup. Prokot, Schomer, Hopkins, Rushlow, and Leidenfrost. The original starting five in there now as Brandon Stuckmeyer checks in. He'll be the first sub into the game for Coach Call. Left corner comes Rushlow. Now to Michael Leidenfrost. Back to Schomer. Schomer hands it off, coming to near side. It's Rushlow. Rushlow threads it through. Nice up and under by the freshman Prokot. Jonah has eight. And another excellent feed by Rushlow. Here's Hoffman to Ulrich firing. Yes, three-pointer. Hunter Ulrich. 16-13, 9:15 to go. Leidenfrost now. Guarded by Hunter Ulrich. Off to Schomer. Schomer picked up his dribble. Found Rushlow. Now to Michael Leidenfrost. Pass inside. Deflected. Stolen back by Rushlow, though. Very active defense here by Kimball. Hopkins has it right side. Or left side, excuse me. One dribble for Johnny. Somebody's got to help him out, and it's Schomer coming over. Schomer penetrates about left elbow high. Prokot comes out high, finds Leidenfrost cutting, partially blocked by Hoffman, and then a Pioneer foul. Foul on Hopkins. His first, second team. Stuckmeyer comes in for Johnny. Thomas Pearson comes out as Hoffman returns. Drew Gustafson steams into the front court. He's shown a willingness to shoot from extended range here. 8.5 to play. Pierce by three. Gustafson posting up. Out for Gagneau for three. In and out. Rebound into the hands of Stuckmeyer. Brandon hands it back now to Schomer. Inside, Rushlow open, scores and counted, and a foul. Pioneers really looking for the open man, and Rushlow is fouled, and count the hoop. Four for Preston, and the foul on Ulrich, his first. Team's third. Rushlow long on the free throw. Rebound for Hunter Ulrich. 8:08 to play. Pierce by five in Kimball. Here's Hayden Gagneau. He needs three for 1,000. Out top, Ulrich. Right side, Gagneau. Lob down low. Nice seal up to get Gustafson an easy look. Four for Drew Gustafson. 18-15. 7:45 to play. Schomer for Stuckmeyer. Stuckmeyer might be able to take Hoffman off the dribble here. Schomer comes out high on Gagneau. Off to Prokot now as they flex out front. Jonah skips it right side. This is Rushlow back for Jonah at the point. For Schomer. Stopped his dribble. And back to Prokot. Long three by Jonah's well off target. Ricochets right to Gustafson. Right side now for Hunter Ulrich. Back to Gustafson. He waves Ulrich back over. Ulrich feeds it out high near the jump ball circle to Hoffman. To the corner. Ulrich three. No. Prokot elevates and cradles it. Here comes Schomer to midcourt. Middle of the floor. Now curls back. Left corner three coming from Rushlow. Hit it. Rushlow drained it from the corner. Preston with seven. 21-15. 6-point lead. 6:42 to play. Gustafson guarded by Brandon Stuckmeyer. To the corner. Gagneau elevates a three. That is off. Rebound inside. Urich up and good. Noah Urich. And he's got four to make it a 21-17 ball game. Schomer back to the left corner. And then Russell lost it going up. Back the other way. Ulrich in transition for Gustafson. Gustafson looking for some opening. Finds Gagneau inside. Contact going up and he's fouled. Hayden Gagneau back to the line. Pioneer foul on Rushlow. Two on Preston. Three team. 6:06 to play in a fast moving half. Gagneau for two. He's made two free throws so far. First is good. Weston Hine comes in for Hoffman. Johnny Hopkins in for Rushlow. Both coaches subbing out here. Pierce 21, Kimball 18. Hoffman, our second also good. Here comes Zach Trout, the sophomore. He's in for the first time, and Jonah Prokot will take a seat. So it's Brandon Stuckmeyer, Peter Schomer, Zach Trout, Johnny Hopkins, and Michael Leidenfrost. Leidenfrost left side. We've gone under 6 minutes to go. Pierce by a field goal here. 21-19 in Kimball. Schomer right side in front of the Kimball bench. Back to Michael Leidenfrost. Michael back to Schomer. Trout trying to muscle up inside. Finds Hopkins in the lane. Johnny will challenge. Put it up. It's no good. Rebound taken by Hunter Ulrich. Kimball up ahead. Urich inside, leans up and ties the game. Urich knifing his way in to make it 21 all. Six for him. 5:15 to go in the first half. Leidenfrost holds it out on the right side. Now starts his dribble and a foul. Ulrich stuck a knee out. That's two on Hunter Ulrich. Fourth Kimball foul. Brandon Stuckmeyer will inbounds in front of the Kimball bench. 5:12 to go, 21 apiece. Schomer out front near the volleyball 10-foot line. Dribbles right wing. Stops back to Stuckmeyer. Stuckmeyer fires a three and hits it. A rainbow three that drops through. 24-21 as Brandon puts Pierce back up. Gustafson for Gagneau. Down low for Hine. Steps inside Trout and scores. Six for Weston Hine. 24-23. Schomer for Stuckmeyer. Ball fake into the lane. Back to Leidenfrost. Schomer top of the key now. 4.5 minutes to go. For Brandon Stuckmeyer from deep three. Well short. And that's going to be out of bounds. Barely got the rim. And deflected out of bounds. Jonah Prokot will come in. Back in for Kimball. Thomas Pearson. Ulrich leaves. Jonah's going to replace Michael Leidenfrost. Schomer, Trout, Prokot, Stuckmeyer, Hopkins for Pierce. Gustafson, Hine, Pearson, Gagneau, and Urich for Kimball. Here's Urich, free throw line. Back out, tipped away. Hopkins to the floor, rolling. Held ball, now rolled over, and a foul is coming. Schomer got control, and the foul's on Hayden Gagneau, his first. Five Kimball fouls. Prokot flips it into Schomer. Pierce by a point. Under four to play in Kimball. Prokot, left side, Johnny Hopkins. Back to Peter Schomer. Now Jonah jump stops, kicks it out to Hopkins, left side. Back to Jonah, who floats outside. Got off balance and lost it, and a foul's coming up. Jonah got out of control there, and they're going to get Trout. Zach reaching in, picks up his first fourth team foul. Light and Frost in for Trout. Final score from the girls' state hockey tournament. Brainerd Little Falls loses 4-0 to Edina tonight. So they'll play in the consolation tomorrow at noon. Ella Kalushi and squad. Here's Gagneau up and yes! Gagneau with a milestone bucket. And that gives him 1,001 career points. Hayden Gagneau with the bucket. 1,001. Congratulated by his coach, Jay Klein. That also gives Kimball their first lead of the night. 25-24. So he's awarded the ball. Gives it to his mom. It comes at the 3:17 mark. Hayden Gagneau now 999 shy of 2,000. Has Kimball up by a point on their home court. Just over 3 minutes to play as Schomer has it near the jump ball circle. Going left to right. Schomer drives and dishes to Stuckmeyer. Brandon for Hopkins. Free throw line high. Jumper is good. Johnny's first two. Piers back in front. 26-25. Here's Gagneau into the lane again. Up and in. Hayden Gagneau back-to-back field goals. 27-26. The team's trading leads here late in the half. Leidenfrost had his pocket picked. Gagneau on a break. Gagneau tried to throw it down and still went in. But it counts. Not a dunk. But I think as close as he can come. Gagneau has scored the last eight Kimball points. They're up by three, 29-26. Schomer comes out high. 2:15 to play until half. Guarded by Gagneau. Left corner, Stuckmeyer. Back to Peter Schomer, just to the left of the top of the key. Peter got a Hopkins screen. Couldn't develop anything out of that. Now Johnny comes out as a safety valve. And they'll restart on the dribble to Schomer. 1:52 to play in the half. Schomer wanted Stuckmeyer on a backdoor cut. Well defended by Drew Gustafson. Into the lane, Hopkins back to Michael Leidenfrost on the left side. Now Hopkins at the free throw line. Puts it on the floor. Stops. Hine with those long arms shutting everything down inside. Back to Schomer. Schomer doubled. And they'll restart. A minute and a half to go. 29-26 Kimball off the dribble. Thrown away. Urich on a steal. Good defense by Kimball that trip. They just gave up no looks. 1:15 to go until half. 29-26 Kimball. Again, only one loss since December 21st. Gagneau hits again a three. He is heated up. 13 for Hayden Gagneau. Well on his way to surpassing his season average of 17.5. We're down to 50 seconds. It's a 32-26 lead. Jonah Prokot finds Leidenfrost on the right block. His shot rattles out, but Schomer tips it to himself. out front to Stuckmeyer. Brandon for Hopkins. Down low, Leidenfrost left alone, puts it up and in. First two for Michael. They lost track of the freshman underneath. 27 seconds left. 32-28. Leidenfrost with a steal. And then Ganyu steals it back as bodies hit the floor. 18 seconds to go. Is it final possession time for Kimball? Ganyu with the dribble alive in the jump ball circle with 10 to go. Ganyu's going to take this shot into the lane. Jump stop. Scoops it up. It's in with 3 seconds. Hayden Ganyu with a flourish as Schomer heaves it up off the backboard at halftime. Kimball with a 6-point lead at the break. 34-28 at halftime.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition, and their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Phelan Meats and Pierce says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street and Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meets a Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Pierce Pioneers all the way with 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects. Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker, providing free bids, quotes, and estimates. Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers.
All right, welcome back. We're in Kimball tonight on a Thursday. We plan on being in Maple Lake tomorrow and Holly on Saturday. Boys basketball tonight, girls basketball tomorrow, section wrestling Saturday. Weather permitting, of course. It started to snow pretty steadily right on as I got to about the Kimball Highway 15 turnoff on I-94. So we'll see what Mother Nature has in store for us over the next 48 hours, but that's the plan. Halftime score, it's Kimball 34, Pierce 28. They grabbed that lead with about 3 minutes to go in the half. Pioneers led up until that point, and then Hayden Ganyu took over. He leads everybody with 15 first-half points, including career point number 1,000 that came just over 3 minutes left in the half. So congratulations to senior Hayden Ganyu. After him, it's 6 apiece for Weston Hine and Noah Urich, 4 for Drew Gustafson, and 3 for Hunter Ulrich. Playing but not scoring, Among the starters, Michael Hoffman, and off the bench, Thomas Pearson. Ganyu attempted the only free throws that Kimball shot in the half. He made all four. Foul situation. Hunter Ulrich with two. Nobody else with more than one. Ganyu, Gustafson, and Pearson, one apiece. So no real foul trouble for Coach Jay Klein as the youth basketball program here going through their paces out on the floor to the parents' night crowd. Coach Klein did not use a timeout. He's got his full complement of five remaining in the half. For the Pioneers, they are paced at halftime by Jonah Prokot with eight, Preston Rushlow with seven, Peter Schomer has six, three for Brandon Stuckmeyer, two for Michael Leidenfrost, two for Johnny Hopkins. Playing but not scoring for Piers in that half, Zach Trout. Piers was 2 for 4 from the free throw line. 2 of 3 for Jonah Prokot. 0 for 1 for Preston Rushlow. Preston's got two fouls, one each on Johnny Hopkins and Zach Trout, so no real foul trouble for Coach Joe Call either. Piers trailing by 6 at the break. They lost by 12 to this team in January at Piers. 64-52 that night. Pioneers that night were led by Preston 17. Peter Schomer had a dozen. Jonah Prokot had 8. Top three scores. 20 that night for Hayden Ganyu. And 11 apiece for Noah Yurick and Weston Hine. JV was a winner tonight as they defeated the Cubs in a nice ball game. That final was 65-50, I believe. Let's see where I've got it written now. 66-50. 14 for Ryan Stuckmeyer. Nick Schall had 10. Jared Prokot with 9. Brent Schilling with 7. Noah Sakala had 7. Cody Kimmon with 6. Robert Schaefer had 4. Mason Zajac with 3. Brandon Stuckmeyer with 3. Alex Wilson with 2. Nice 15-point win for the JV. And Matt Pepping told me that the C-Squad won by 5 over in the neighboring gymnasium across the hallway. So, both teams off the court, and once this youth basketball exhibition is over, they'll put 3 minutes up, and then the teams will warm up. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and we'll tell you what else is happening in the world of high school sports tonight. After this, Piers trailing 34-28 here in Kimball at halftime.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala. Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it.
If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
The Hennekin Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in Central Minnesota. They've been serving Central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls, and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekinInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennekin Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Hi, this is Brenda from the Clothesline in Pierce. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Pierce can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from the Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at the Clothesline on Main Street.
When you think landscaping, think Scotty's. Full-service landscaping. Options for unique edging with concrete curbing installation, shoreline repair, paver patios, retaining walls, plant design, seed and sod installation, plus much more. Scotty's also provides turf management, including fertilizing, spraying, compaction care, and more. Ask about year-round maintenance. Yes, for all your landscaping needs, one name to remember, Scotty's Landscapes. On the web at thinkscotties.com. That's thinkscotties.com.
Welcome back to Kimball. Both teams are now back out on the court warming up. About 2.5 minutes away from the start of the second half. Elsewhere tonight in boys basketball, you've got the Jaguars of BBE at home against Painesville tonight. Maple Lake is playing at Holding Ford. Little Falls Flyers are in action. They're at Morin, the Granite Ridge. Melrose is at home against ACGC. Zimmerman's at Cathedral. Sauk Rapids has gone to Big Lake. Alexandria's in Detroit Lakes. Staples Motley's up in Park Rapids. Greenway at Eveleth Gilbert. Moose Lake Willow River at Pine City. Barnum at East Central. Keep an eye on those teams. It's that time of year. Now it's 7AA tournament action around the corner. Moose Lake, Barnum, Pillager, CI, Aiken, they're all part of 7AA. Girls action. There's one playoff game involving a CMC team tonight. That's Knights. This is in 3AA. It's a pigtail game. Number 9 seed Painesville is at number 8 seed Montevideo tonight. Guessing the winner will get Eden Valley Watkins in the first round, the 1 seed. Long Prairie Gray Eagle girls are in Royalton tonight. Sartell's at Fergus Falls. Apollo visiting Brainerd. Wilmer's at Alex. Sauk Rapids at Tech. Flyers are playing at Zimmerman. East Central at Onamia. Pine City's in Ogilvie. Isle at Bram. Pine River Bacchus in Upsala. El Sacus at Browerville. Eagle Valley. And again at the State High School Girls Hockey Tournament tonight, it was defending state champion and number 1 seed Edina shutting out Brainerd Little Falls by a 4-0 score. So when we come back, it's time for second half basketball from Kimball. Cubs lead the Pioneers 34-28.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
All right, we are underway. Pierce with the possession to start the half. Hopkins, Schomer, Leidenfrost, Prokot, and Rushlow, the starting five out there for Pierce. Rushlow, baseline drive, inside to Prokot for two. Another nice assist for Preston Rushlow. And Jonah is the first Pioneer in double figures. He's got 10, and it's a 34-30 Kimball lead. Lob down low to Hine, leans in and short. And Peter Schomer pulls it away. Here's Schomer crossing the midcourt stripe. All alone for a three is Rushlow short. Hine had it tipped away, but it comes down to a Cub. Drew Gustafson picks it up off a deflection. Front court now against Hopkins. Johnny reaches in. Hoffman off a spin and scores. Michael Hoffman's first two. 36-30 Kimball. In transition now, Leidenfrost for Prokot at the point. For Schomer, left side. Down to the left corner comes Preston Rushlow. Leidenfrost, the 5'8 Michael against the 6'8 Hine is the matchup there. Schomer, right side, back out to Hopkins. Now to Leidenfrost again. 16:25 to play, regulation, 36-30 Cubs. Leidenfrost started in, comes back out to Schomer. Hopkins comes up, fakes a screen, drops down low. Instead, Schomer goes off to Rushlow. Rushlow hands it back to Peter. Gagneau defending him. Stop and go move gets Schomer inside, but his shot rejected, I believe, by Drew Gustafson, who went up and blocked it. 16:03 to play. 2 points apiece this half. Schomer from the corner, got it! Three-pointer, Peter Schomer! 9 for the sophomore, and the lead is 3, 36-33. Hoffman for 3, top of the key, around, around, and through. So Michael Hoffman, who didn't score in the first half, with 5 quick points here in less than 3 minutes of the second half. 39-33 now, Schomer. Right elbow against Gagneau. Comes out to Rushlow, who leans in and scores. Preston Rushlow now with 9. Preston's first points of the half. 39-35. Both teams shooting at a high percentage. Urich into the lane, leaves it out high for Hayden Gagneau. To Hoffman, posting up on Prokot. Cut off the up and under, so Hoffman flips it back out. Gustafson hesitates, flips it out to Hoffman. 3, yes! And Hoffman now with 8. 42-35. Here's Leidenfrost. Way out behind the top of the key, closer to the jump ball circle. Hine inside the top of the key. Rushlow squares up for 3. That rattles out. Rebound underneath, though, for Prokot. Left hand rejected. Jonah tied up, and the arrow goes to Kimball. Gagneau and Prokot tie up. And the arrow points to the Cubs' favor with 14:33 to play. Hine to pass in. Some light pressure applied by Johnny Hopkins. Now Gagneau will be checked here by Michael Leidenfrost. Midcourt uses a screen to cross the timeline. Goes up, had it stripped by Rushlow, and it comes to Prokot. Jonah running the floor, got off balance and lost it out of bounds, but it was touched by Gustafson. It'll stay with Pierce, baseline right. 14:13 left. Pierce down 7 here. And they're going to get Gustafson on a hold. Second on Drew Gustafson. First Cub foul of the half. That'll bring Pearson back in. 121 fouled the other as Gustafson fouls Rushlow. Oh, boy, and we're going to get another foul as they're going to call Urich for just shoving Rushlow to the ground. Preston went flying across the end line. Pull up jumper, left elbow, Schomer too much, rebound, Hopkins. Hopkins back out, Leidenfrost, ball fake, got inside, throws it down low. Prokot from 17 got to the rim, and Leidenfrost jumps in for the rebound. Pioneers winning a couple of loose ball battles. Here's Johnny Hopkins on the wing right side, out for Schomer at the point. 13:45 left. Peter drives on Urich, elevates, scores. Schomer has 11. Taking his man off the dribble. 13 and a half to play as Gustafson prepares to return for Kimball. Piers down by 5. Urich, baseline left side, leans in and scores. Noah Urich with the touch. He's got 8. First player other than Hoffman to score this half. Here's a drive by Leidenfrost, and he beats Hine off the dribble, and Hine is called for a hip check foul. First on Hine tonight. Here comes Gustafson and Hunter Ulrich in for Pearson and Urich. The throw in from Schomer, left baseline to Prokot, muscles it up and scores. Jonah for 2 more. That's a dozen for the freshman Prokot. Big screen at midcourt by Hine, picked off Hopkins as Gustafson free throw line, kick out to Hine. Back out to Drew Gustafson. We are under 13 minutes left. Gustafson penetrates, leans, and he's fouled. He'll shoot 2. Hopkins gets the foul. 2 on Johnny. First team foul of this half. 44-39 with Drew Gustafson at the line. First is good. 5 for Gustafson. And we're going to get Riley Miller in for Weston Hine. Miller's first appearance. Drew Gustafson's about 72% from the line. Very accurate. And that one is out of bounds off the miss. So 1 of 2 for Gustafson. Kimball 45, Pierce 39. 12:48 to play in Kimball. Walking it across midcourt is Schomer. To the corner for Hopkins. Quickly back to Peter. Top of the key for Michael Leidenfrost. Now Rushlow. Guarded by Miller. Back to Schomer against Gustafson. Off the dribble. Peter stepped back. Couldn't unleash. Instead goes to Leidenfrost, who's herded to the left side of the court. Now Russell's got the ball. Back to Schomer, looking for an opening. Not there. To Hopkins in the corner. Into the lane. Johnny inside, missed it. Rebound, Hunter Ulrich. Ulrich slows at midcourt. Now Gustafson at the point. We've got 12 minutes to play. And Gustafson had it tipped away by Hopkins into the backcourt. He retrieves and resets. To the corner. Hunter Ulrich rattles in a 3. 6 tonight for Hunter Ulrich. Couple of corner threes for Hunter Ulrich. And a timeout for Piers. 11:39 to go. The lead has grown to 9. 48-39, 11:39 to play. Back in a minute on You Are There Sports.
Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer. Do you cringe at the thought of going through the process of getting a new phone? When you buy your new Verizon phone from us, we do all that we can to make sure that the experience is the best you've ever had. We verify you're on the right plan, we sell you what you want, and we take the time to transfer your content from your old phone whenever possible. For the superior customer service you deserve, visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Got
That hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Then Patrick's in Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Pierce Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Pierce.
A lot of basketball left, but the Cubs starting to lengthen it out a little bit. 48-39. .11:39 to go. Lead is 9 in favor of Kimball. Leidenfrost flips it in to Schomer, and we're underway. High post. Prokot spins on Gustafson. Backs off now and scores. Jonah with a good one-on-one move. 14 for Jonah Prokot tonight. 48-41 with 11:20 to go. Gustafson to Ulrich in the corner, out front. Schomer chasing him. Picked up his dribble, right side for Weston Hine for Hayden Gagneau against Leidenfrost. Tells you a little bit about what Coach Call thinks about the defensive abilities of freshman Michael Leidenfrost. They've put him on 1,000-point score. Hayden Gagneau, the conference's top scorer. Low post, Miller looking for room. He lost the dribble to Rushlow. Here comes Schomer back the other way. Lob ahead. Saved in by Michael. Back out for Preston. Steps inside a defender. Floats it up and scores. 11 for Preston. That soft little runner. 48-43. Good response out of the timeout by the Pioneers. Cutting the lead to 5. And now Gagneau dribbled it off his heel, has to retreat to pick it up, and now pushed it into the front court. 10-18 to play. 48-43 Kimball. Ulrich, pull up. 15, no, rebound. Leidenfrost knocked loose. Michael wrestles it away, and a foul on Gustafson. 3 on Gustafson. 4 Cub fouls this half. Michael had inside position. And we're going to get a sub in. It'll be Noah Urich, one of the original starters in. He'll replace Riley Miller. So it's Gagneau, Hine, Gustafson, Ulrich, and Urich now for Kimball. Hopkins, Schomer, Prokot, Leidenfrost, and Rushlow for Pierce. Prokot right corner. Remember, it was on this court that Jonah split his finger open last year playing his first career game as an eighth grader. Came to meet a pass, and it just fractured his index finger. Pioneers throw it away on an errant pass, so Kimball gets it back. We're down to 9:45 to play. Kimball 48, Pierce 43. Gagneau looking for an opening. A leaner up and off the window for 2. Hayden Gagneau's first points of the half. 17 in the game, right at his season average. Rushlow quickly down to the right corner for Leidenfrost. Guarded by Hunter Ulrich. Still with his dribble alive. Now he starts it out to Schomer. 9:20 to go. Schomer drives, floats it up and in. Schomer with 13. So tough in that mid-range game. Peter Schomer. Ulrich gets an open look. That's short. Schomer with a rebound in the lane. Coming up on the 9-minute mark, 50-45. In transition, Hopkins is traveling, is the call. He went up and challenged the 6'8 Weston Hine. But Hine, good job staying vertical and holding his ground. And now senior Ben Harold will come in for the first time. Harold for Hopkins. 9 minutes exactly left. Gustafson working on Ben. Crosses midcourt right in front of the scorer's table. Off high now to Gagneau in the jump ball circle. 8:45 to play in Kimball. Pioneers are home tomorrow night against the Malacca Wolves. Down low. Hines stripped but got it back. Out to Gustafson. His three rims out. Rebound in the lane for Harold. Ben will slow it and give it off to Schomer. Pierce down five with the ball and 8:25 to play. Michael. Leidenfrost down for Prokot. Out top, Schomer. Ganyu, hand in his face. Off now to Rushlow. Got a screen from Schomer. Back to Peter in the corner. Peter, dead ball there. Might need a timeout, and he got one. Coach Call uses a timeout to save the possession. It comes with 8:08 to play. 50-45, Pierce to inbounds when we return to Kimball.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Pierce, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League!
8 minutes, 8 seconds remaining. Pierce trailing by five, 50-45. Their biggest deficit has been nine. They've got the ball. They're down to two timeouts left. Kimball has four left. All five of theirs left. Pierce to inbounds midway down their bench. It's Leidenfrost taking it from Prokot. Michael, pass tipped away into the back. No, they're going to say not tipped. Schomer tried to sell it, but I don't think the referee was buying. I think that's the right call. Just a bad pass. And Peter tried to play it off like it was tipped. And the referee says, nah, turnover on the backcourt violation. So Ganyu now will run the offense for Kimball. Went over 1,000 points in the first half. He's got 17 tonight. Stop and go to the corner to Hunter Ulrich. Out front, top of the key, back out to Urich, now to Ganyu. 7:45 to play. Ganyu for three, off. Long rebound out front to Urich. Urich drives, and a reach-in will be called, I think. Well, maybe Prokot, maybe Harold. It's Ben Harold, his first. Second of the half on Pierce. No shot, it's an inbounds play coming for Kimball. Kimball hits the road to Howard Lake Waverly Winstead tomorrow night. Into Urich off the inbounds, too much on it, and the rebound is off a tip to Schomer. Pierce can make this a one-possession game. They're down five. Leidenfrost explodes into the lane, lost it, and here's Urich on a steal. Two on three, and Harold hustles back to tip it across the end line. It'll stay with Kimball as Hopkins returns for Leidenfrost. 7:22 to play. Baseline right on the pass in coming from Hayden Ganyu. Lob out front to Hunter Ulrich. Ganyu quarterbacks his team out front now just to the right of the jump ball circle. Off to Urich on the wing right side. 7:10 and counting in Kimball. Baseline off a screen. Urich trapped on the baseline. Got it through to Ganyu. Ganyu at the free throw line. Back to Hoffman. To the corner for Urich. Hine asking for it inside on the low block. Doesn't get it. Urich pushes it out again for Ganyu. 6:50 to play. Ganyu leans in and a foul called. Ganyu will shoot two. They're going to get Rushlow on his third personal foul. Third team foul of the night of this half. Ganyu, who is 4-for-4 from the stripe tonight, will shoot two here. He's got 17. 6:50 to play. The senior is short on that one. One more for Ganyu. One more home game after tonight for Kimball in the regular season. That's against BBE next week. Second nestles through. And that gives Ganyu 18 points tonight. Schomer unleashes a long three. That's halfway down and out. Rebound off a tip comes to Weston Hine of the Cubs. 6:35 left, 51-45 Kimball. With possession to Hoffman. To Ulrich, lobbing down low to Hine. Throws it down across the baseline. They work it out to Ganyu. His three-pointer comes off the iron. Schomer pushes it ahead to Hopkins. Johnny inside for Harold. Posting up now, here's Prokot up and under on Hoffman. No, rebound tipped out. Harold will run it down. No, Ganyu won the race. Ganyu, Eurostep for two. 20 for Hayden Ganyu. 6 minutes to play. Back to eight, 53-45. Hopkins just inside the top of the key. Back to Schomer. Drives and stops. Left baseline jumper, no good. Harold puts it back up and in. Prokot shot it. Harold cleaned it up. First points for Ben Harold tonight. Off the right side, he pushed it right back up and in. 53-47 now. Cubs with the ball in the front court and 5.5 minutes to play. There's a ball tipped into the backcourt by Hopkins, retrieved by Ganyu. And Coach Jay Klein will use his first timeout. 5:22 to play. 53-47 in favor of the Cubs.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lash's Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lash's Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
The Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce serves up delicious food for every appetite. During Lent, be sure to enjoy their awesome Friday fish fries. Hand-breaded Alaskan pollock, deep-fried shrimp, halouski, mashed potatoes, cream peas, mac and cheese, baked beans, coleslaw, and bread, all you can eat for only $11. Tuesdays are for tacos, $1 for hard or soft shell, $2 for deep-fried tacos. On Wednesday, enjoy a one-topping pizza for only $5, and Thursdays, it's time to try their wing special or all-you-can-eat spaghetti and garlic bread. The Brickyard also features an extensive full menu with mouth-watering burgers, appetizers, wraps, and so much more. When you're hungry, the place to go is the Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce.
So Coach Jay Klein uses his first timeout. It comes with 5:22 to play in the ballgame. Kimball leading by 6, 53-47. Looking for win number 6 in a row. And they're 15th in their last 16 games. Again, they have lost just once since December 21st. 18-4 record. And that, believe it or not, puts them in the middle of the pack in Section 6AA. That's how strong 6AA is. Right now, they would be a 7 seed at 18-4. Hine inside, scores, and it's fouled. Good execution. Hine fouled by Brandon Stuckmeyer, who's in the lineup now. Brandon gets his first. It's the fourth Pioneer foul. Hine for one. It's up. It's good. So Weston Hine now with 9. 5 minutes to play, and it's 56-47. Kimball by 9, matching their largest. Stuckmeyer quickly to Leidenfrost. Into Schomer. Schomer blocked by Ganyu. All ball. Gustafson races up the other way. Now curls back off to the left. 4:40 to go. Gustafson back to midcourt, chased by Jonah Prokot. To the corner for Hunter Ulrich. Back to Gustafson with 4.5 to play. Gustafson feeds off to Urick. They're just going back and forth. Long three. Drained by Drew Gustafson from the second row. 8. And for the first time tonight, Kimball's lead is double figures. 59-47 off that made three. So the Pioneers now, not only they need to start scoring, they need some stops. 4 minutes to play. 59-47. Kimball to Rushlow. Hand off to Schomer out front. Back out now to Brandon Stuckmeyer. Stuckmeyer to Leidenfrost. Schomer has it right side. Stops on the baseline. Leaner got it. Schomer adds two. 59-49. 15 tonight for Peter. Gustafson to the corner. Leidenfrost with a steal. Lob ahead. And it'll be Prokot. Foul going up by Ganyu. Two on Ganyu. Jonah Prokot will shoot a pair with 3:20 to go. Boy, that all started on the defensive play by freshman Michael Leidenfrost, and now Jay Klein will use another timeout, a short one. 59-49 with Prokot shooting two when we return.
UniBank is banking built around you. Their UConnect checking is a new bank account to keep you connected and lets you earn cash back when you use your debit card. No minimum balance required, and earn 5 cents per point of sale transaction up to $5 a month. Online banking, e-statements, and debit card required. Stop in and ask how you can easily sign up and start earning cash back. UniBank, local, reliable, strong. Member FDIC. Go Pioneers.
Pierce Freedom Fest is back in 2018 for their 6th annual music festival, headlined by Montgomery Gentry. Also featuring the Fabulous Armadillos, Confederate Railroad, and platinum-selling group Lone Star. Pierce Freedom Fest is Saturday, July 14th at the Janola Ball Field. General admission tickets are on sale now for just $40, and a limited number of VIP tickets are available for just $125. For more ticket and concert information, head to piercefreedomfest.com.
Jonah Prokot sinks one out of two coming out of the timeout. 59-50, Kimball with the ball, and 3:15 to play. Gustafson using his left arm to shield off Prokot, bringing it up court. Hands it off to Gagneau now. To Hunter Ulrich. Lob down low to Weston Hine. Across the way for Yurick. Swatted by Russell on a block. Preston going up to reject. Corner Prokot. And contact, bodies hit the floor, but play continues. Schomer for three, short rebound inside Gagneau. 2:45 left, 59-50. Gustafson, left side Hayden Gagneau. Down to Hunter Ulrich, back out front. And what do we got here? I think Kimball has used another timeout. Yes, they have. Coach Klein will use his third. It comes with 2:35 to play, 59-50, Kimball.
Hi, this is Mitch from Becker's Screen Printing and Design in Pierce. We have been designing and creating quality custom garments for 11 years. We have combined our knowledge of the industry with friendly service and an eye for detail. We are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. Becker's Screen Printing and Design has a wide variety of clothing options and many different brands. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for business events and other athletic organizations. My wife and I are active members of our community and are face-to-face with our clientele, which helps us serve you and our entire area better. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design on Main Street, Pierce.
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster.
Michael Hoffman checked in during the timeout. He inbounds. Kimball's got the ball, the lead, and time on their side. 2.5 minutes to go. 59-50, Kimball. Gustafson for Ulrich. A reminder, they're still looking for people to enter the soup chili kickoff, or cook-off, excuse me, for the Pierce Pizzazz dance team. Contact Jackie Leshinsky, I would think, would be your main point of contact there. That's coming up on March the 10th at the ballroom. Great cause. Cubs running clock here, down to a minute 55. Leidenfrost got a fingertip on it and tipped it into the bleacher, so an inbounds coming for the Cubs. No. Pioneers will. Gagneau was late to the scorer's table. Hoffman already had the ball handed to him, and so he's not allowed to come in until the next whistle. 59-50, Cubs. Pioneers can't afford to let a lot of time go off the clock here. Cubs will say, we'll let this drain down. Up by 9. Neither team is in the free throw bonus. 5 fouls on Kimball, only 4 on Pierce. The next possession belongs to Pierce on a held ball, and we'll get Leidenfrost on a foul. Michael picks up his first. And now Gagneau will get into the ball game with 93 seconds left. So the team fouls even at 5. Pioneers have to foul twice more to put the Cubs at the line. Next one won't do it. Urich goes into the backcourt to Drew Gustafson. Crosses the timeline with a left-hand dribble. Now stop. Off to Hunter Ulrich, and he'll be bumped and fouled by Stuckmeyer. And that's the second on Brandon and the 6th team foul. We've got the girls' regular season finale tomorrow night down in Maple Lake. The girls were seeded 8th. They will be at number 1 Sox Center a week from tonight to open the playoffs. March 1st. Peter Schomer will pick up the quick reach in here. And that'll send Hunter Ulrich to the line to begin the bonus free throws with a minute 17 to go. Ulrich has 6 points tonight. Couple of made threes. Both from the right corner. One in the first half, one in the second. First for Ulrich. Good, he'll get the second. 7 for him. Hunter Ulrich averaging 3.7 a game, so he's having a good night. That one is short. Rebound is controlled by Peter Schomer. Pioneers have to hurry. 1:10 to go. Stuckmeyer for Leidenfrost. Had it knocked loose, got it off to Brandon. Minute 5 to go. Prokot, 3 from the corner, hit the rim. Ricochets to Hine. Scooped into the crowd, and it's awarded to who? I believe Pierce is going to keep it with 59 seconds remaining. 60-50. Prokot for Leidenfrost. Michael's got to look to shoot now. And a timeout. Coach Call will use a timeout. Comes with 56 seconds remaining, down by 10.
Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Pierce, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. The Red Rooster in Genola is a local restaurant that offers big specials and flavors with a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Bologna Day is Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. Freshly made bologna from Thielen's Meat Market. And it's served with homemade buttered bread, brown beans, and horseradish. On Thursdays, it's bingo with progressive jackpots starting at 6 p.m. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights, and meat raffles Saturday starting at 2 p.m. The Red Rooster in Genola, with food and events for all ages, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
All right, they get an open look for Jonah off in the inbounds. Jonah scores, and then Brandon takes the quick foul to stop the clock. So it's 60-52. Gustafson shooting the bonus. Good. He's 2 for 3 tonight from the line. He's got 9 points. 61-52 Kimball with 51 seconds to play. Here's the second. It's also good. Schomer will race it ahead to Stuckmeyer from deep. Yes, Brandon! And a timeout for Coach Call. Brandon was almost in Joe's lap. 6 for Stuckmeyer, and the Pioneers burn their final timeout. It makes it a 7-point game at 62-55, 44 seconds left.
Are you in the building or remodeling mood but don't really know where to begin? Jason Gruber Construction specializes in new homes, siding, remodeling, and cabinets, kitchens, and countertops. Jason Gruber Construction has been in business for over 20 years. Contact Jason at 320-630-2849 or shoot him an email at jasongruber@yahoo.com. That's Jason Gruber Construction, proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce.
All right, Drew Gustafson will go back to the free throw line to shoot free throws. Foul was gone. Michael Leidenfrost, his second. This should be a 1-1 the last time now. 42 seconds left. Gustafson just nailed a pair. And that one is short. Rebound in the lane to Schomer. 62-55. Piers with the ball down 7:35. They've got to hurry. Stuckmeyer leans in and picked off of the air ball, and it's put in by Rushlow. And then Preston picked up the ball and threw it to the other end. So Preston gets the bucket. Gagne will shoot the technicals on the Rushlow. Gagne with 5 of 6 free throws tonight. Around and out, no good. 62-57. Preston's got 13 now. Second for Gagne. That one is no good. He missed them both. Now Kimball will get the ball. 28 and a half seconds left. Cubs look to throw it in from midcourt. Gustafson to pass it in. Into the backcourt comes Gagne, and he will be fouled by, I think this one will go on Michael Leidenfrost. Both he and Schomer were there. So Gagne for a pair with 25.7 seconds left. 20 points tonight, now 21. It's still a two-possession game. This is a big free throw. 63-57, and it's good. That makes the climb a little more difficult. Prokot picks up a rolling basketball at midcourt. Michael Leidenfrost for 3 off target. Rebound deflected. Hines saves it into Gustafson. Lead pass ahead. Gagne will lay it up and in. And that should finish things off. Schomer will put up one more shot. Hines the rebound. And the Cubs will dribble out the clock and win this ball game here tonight. The final score in Kimball. Cubs 66, Pioneers 57. We'll be back and begin the postgame show after this on You Are There Sports.
Hello, Pierce fans. This is Sam Winchard. We'd like to take this time to thank all our supporters, which allows this event to be broadcasted. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Pierce High School be the best. As the winter sports seasons are coming to a close, we wish the teams good luck the rest of the way in the playoffs as they continue their quest for a state title. Also, good luck to the BPA members at state, the FFA teams at state, and the band and choirs at their sectionals. Congratulations to the robotic and dance teams on their seasons. Get involved in Pierce Athletics Music.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce.
They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
Cubs improved to 19-4 with a win tonight. They had to work hard for it. No, it was a 66-57 victory on their home court. They are led by Hayden Gagneau, 24 tonight, including career 1,000. Congratulations to Hayden Gagneau joining the 1,000 career point club. Also in double figures tonight, Drew Gustafson with 10. 9 for Weston Hine, 8 for Michael Hoffman, 8 for Noah Yurick, 7 for Hunter Ulrich. Playing but not scoring were Thomas Pearson and Riley Miller. Kimball converting 12 of 18 free throws tonight. So the Cubs, now 19-4, 9-2 in the conference. They hit the road to Howard Lake Waverly Winstead tomorrow night, looking for win number 20. For the Pioneers, their record falls to 4-19 overall, 1-11 in conference play. They are paced by Jonah Prokop with 17, 15 for Peter Schomer, 13 for Preston Rushlow, 6 for Brandon Stuckmeyer, and then 2 each for Michael Leidenfrost, Johnny Hopkins, and Ben Harold. Pierce only shot 6 free throws all night, making half of them, 3 of 6. So a 6-point game at half turns into a 9-point game at the end, 66-57. The Pioneers are back in action tomorrow night as well. They'll host the Malacca Wolves tomorrow night. It's parents' night for the guys tomorrow night. We'll be in Maple Lake as the girls wrap up their regular season, taking on a very good Irish team. So it's parents' night here. They're milling about out on the floor, enjoying a victory on the varsity level as they win tonight, the Cubs 66-57.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
I'm Logan Gross.
And I'm Lila Bender.
We're sixth graders at Holy Trinity School in Pierce.
Are you looking for a quality Catholic education for your children? Are you looking for a school that can provide small class sizes and high levels of academic growth? Are you looking for a school that can provide a solid faith and moral foundation for your children? Holy Trinity is that school.
Holy Trinity is hosting a preschool and new family open house at 6 p.m. on Monday, March 5th. To learn more about Holy Trinity, come to our open house. Contact the office 468-6446 for questions or visit our website or Facebook page.
Kenco Drywall in Pierce says good luck to the Pierce Pioneers. Kenco Drywall has over 28 years of experience, and they specialize in commercial framing, hanging, and taping. Working throughout the upper Midwest, Kenco Drywall works with hospitals, schools, office buildings, churches, and more. Call them today at 320-980-1789 to get started with a free estimate. Kenco Drywall in Pierce says, go Pioneers!
Final score tonight in Kimball, Cubs win 66-57. Pioneer coach Joe Call joins me on the postgame show. And Wait, Coach, I mean, this was a game that you played right to the wire. You know, you were down. It was a two-possession game until you had a foul at the end, and Ganyu hit a couple of free throws for you. But, I mean, another step forward against a team that's won 19 games now this year.
Yeah, no doubt. We actually had a pep fest today, and that's one of the things I talked about is that there's some other coaches out there that have seen the potential that we have and think that we're a tough matchup come playoff time, and that just shows the boys, you know, the potential that we have, and tonight we showed that, coming out here and playing, right to the end, and like you said, a couple free throws in the end, and, stretch it out a little bit, but overall, one of our coaches said, I think overall that's one of our best games we've played this year, and I'd have to agree with them.
For my own mental, personal benefit here, just a question strategy-wise, when you took your last time out, was that, clock awareness that, hey, we're down at that point, I think, 7-8. We need to, and it was like down to 45 seconds. We don't have time to pass the ball, and we got to get the first open look. You had guys that were open and passing on shots.
Yeah, and that's just, kind of the way we've been earlier this year, where we've been passive instead of aggressive. You got to be aware of the clock and know the situation. We don't have time to burn. I mean, we got to get some shots up and knock them down. And I don't think they were understanding. That's what we called timeout and kind of made sure that they knew, hey, we need to get some shots off. So, but I think overall, letting them get to the hoop a lot for layups and just that little hiccup there were the only two downfalls of this game.
Yeah, and I'd made the comment about midway through. I said, pretty impressive coaching decision to put a freshman, Michael Leidenfrost, on a 1,000-point score, conference's top scorer, give Michael Leidenfrost the defensive assignment on Hayden Ganyu.
He's one of our hardest workers, and to be honest, he's one of our best defenders in the full court. He can defend a lot of guys up and down. He's a little outmatched sometimes, but he's our best defender. I told him, Ganyu was 5 points away from 1,000 before the game started. I said, don't let him get 1,000. He's okay. But he was, serious about it, and that's the attitude he has going in. He has the attitude of, I'm not going to let my guys score. And he just does a great job, and I think a lot of guys follow his lead sometimes, too.
Short turnaround, come back home, Parents Night tonight. It was Parents Night here. You'll have that same ceremony, different set of parents, I hope. Malacca's in town.
Yeah, and that's a game we're looking forward to. I look at them. They're pretty similar to us, I think. They have some pretty similar scores against, Foley. So that's a game we can go get if we come out and have our A game. We can't be, satisfied, I guess you would say, after playing a good game tonight. We got to come out tomorrow and play hard.
All right, good luck tomorrow, Coach.
Thank you, Rick.
Joe Call Pioneers as they battle to the end against one of the best teams in the conference, a 19-win Kimball team. It's a 66-57 final. Our final thoughts coming up next.
Hello, all you local farmers. If your grain is becoming a pain lately, don't be scared to call the doctor. That is DR Trucking of Piers, doing all types of grain hauling to local co-ops and elevators, and also to the Twin Cities and Mankato. DR Trucking has very reasonable rates and on-time delivery, so don't be scared. Remember to call DR Trucking for all your hauling needs. 320-630-6340. DR Trucking. Dan Rushlow, owner, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, build material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlowski here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. Since February is Valentine's month, Sunrise Ag has decided to show some love with three great deals. We have 3% off all ag bags, 10% off gates and fencing, and great discounts on all Vernic attachments, but all items must be purchased in February. Also, don't forget the St. Cloud Farm Show is February 27th through March 1st, so stop and see us at booth 714. For more information, check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com. Thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers!
Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, go Pioneers!
Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family are proud to be a part of the Pierce Pioneer community. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets produce the finest grilling pellets available on the market today and are made out of all natural hardwood. Premium barbecue smoking pellets from Minnesota Hardwood Pellets include flavors like mesquite, cherry, oak, apple, hickory, alder, maple, pecan, whiskey barrel, and the world famous competition blend. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family support the Pierce Pioneers.
Kimball wins 66-57 over the Pioneers. Congratulations, Cubs. Congratulations, Hayden Gagneau, joining the 1,000-point club. Pioneers back at home for their parents' night tomorrow night against Malacca. We'll be in Maple Lake as the girls wrap up their regular season against the Irish. And then Saturday, we head to Hawley. Day two of the Section 8 AA Individual Wrestling Tournament. That's what's coming up here for the next 48 hours on You Are There Sports. Again, your final in Kimball tonight, Cubs 66, Pioneers 57. Good night, everybody.